This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The fourth annual Kalamazoo Wellness and Recovery Fair is being held Thursday in Kalamazoo's Bronson Park. Organizers say they want people to know that recovery from substance abuse and mental health disorders are happening in Kalamazoo. Sean Harris is executive director of the Recovery Institute of Southwest Michigan. Gabby Obia is the office manager. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So what's the basic idea behind the Wellness and Recovery Fair, Sean?
The idea is just to bring out a lot of community resources that are available to people who are looking for recovery, but also to demonstrate to everyone that recovery is possible and to celebrate recovery. The fair commemorates the National Recovery Month, which is September's National Recovery Month. So we have it in September.
Gabby, what are some of the things that you're hoping people may take away if they visit the fair this Thursday?
So we want everybody who attends the fair to realize that recovery is happening in Kalamazoo, and recovery is possible for everybody. And this year's theme is Freedom in Recovery. A lot of people think about recovery, and when they're thinking of taking it on, they think it's a daunting thing to do. They think of rules and limitations on life, when in reality, you regain your freedom in life by choosing recovery. It's freedom from your destructive patterns, and it's freedom from the consequences of those destructive patterns in your life. So we're hoping that this year will be a fun way to introduce that this is not only possible, but it's happening for people here. We are going to be having an awesome DJ. DJ Chuck will be our DJ this year. We're going to have an amazing food truck with Bamba's Food Truck, and we are going to have over 20 raffle prizes, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. So we want people to have fun, realize fun's happening in recovery.
Are people not as aware as they should be of the options that are available for helping them recover?
Yes, I believe that people are unaware that there's actually a wealth of resources in Kalamazoo for recovery options.
Yes, I think there is often a mismatch. Maybe people who have never encountered treatment services or support services may not know that what is out there, what is possible, and then some people do get stuck in a loop or something that's worked or hasn't worked before. And so Kalamazoo is actually quite rich in a variety of supports and services. So they will be there, not only just treatment, but also some like loaves and fishes is going to be there, a lot of other just basic community alternative wellness programs that can be alternatives to pain medication. There's lots of different ways to recover. So that's the other thing that this fair highlights, is that there's not any one way and you have options, and they, a lot of them exist right here and are accessible. And people will be there from these organizations to answer questions and talk and even, refer people for supports.
Why are options important? Is that because the different people, any one person who goes through needing help may need a different type of help? In other words, is it a specialized thing, and is that why options are important for people to have?
It is very different for each individual. Most, addiction or mental health concerns are often rooted in trauma, some type of traumatic experience. And that becomes deeply personal and has to be worked on in a personal way, which means that you can't really have a one-size-fits-all approach. And because of our nature, we kind of respond to different ways of healing. And so it is important to have alternatives and choices and that suit your, personality and maybe address the issue that brought your trauma on, best.
Are the various options that people may have expensive?
Some require insurance. That's very true. Medicaid, most of the providers there do take Medicaid. There are criteria for treatment that need to be met. So it isn't super easy. Walk right up and automatically get your service needs met. But with the options, there are things you can begin to work on while you are, that's the other important thing about having multiple options, is that you may not always get exactly what you think you need in the moment, but you can have other ways to try to pursue it in the meantime. But people will be there to try to help people understand maybe what the criteria is, maybe what the insurance needs are and things like that. Most of the, not all, but most of the supports will be public services, so they have alternative funding that may be available to people if they don't have private insurance.
How little do people know in general about mental illness and the services that are available for people who are suffering mental illness?
I think that the stigma associated with addiction and mental illness is the biggest barrier. So it's hard to begin searching for something if you're afraid to talk about it. And so I think sometimes it's that first step is the hardest. So everything is kind of like unknown or embarrassing. So you can't even ask the first question. So once people begin pursuing it and asking the questions and discussing their concerns, then things do reveal themselves, resources reveal themselves. But I think it's that initial barrier of not wanting to admit that this is something that is happening to you or something that's out of your control. Once that barrier is crossed, then I think it's a lot easier to find, you know, what's out there. So those that are least likely to kind of be comfortable admitting this are going to have the hardest time, you know, finding resources for them.
Do you think by having a big public event at Bronson Park with providers there and talking about recovery from mental illness that you may knock the stigma down just a little bit and make it a little more acceptable for people to seek help?
We are definitely hoping so, and I do think that's possible. Everybody who is there is somebody who is passionately chosen to work in the field of recovery. Also, as peer supports, people who are representatives of RI, we have a sort of special spot in the recovery field. We are people who have been there, who understand, and are living lives of recovery. So if people are curious about or intimidated by taking that first step, talking to a provider, what if I don't qualify? There is no fee for our services. You can come speak to a peer support, someone who has been there in your shoes, and we can help you navigate the recovery field. So there will be peer supports there that you can see in action and also ask questions of.
As I said, this is the fourth annual Wellness and Recovery Fair in Kalamazoo. Is the plan to continue on, and is the plan to add more things to try and make it bigger and better in the future?
Absolutely. Every year we want to grow and become better than the year before. And I think we're already doing that by including a lot more entertainment options, and there will be live performances. We want to make sure that not only is this helpful, it's fun.
And we're just a small nonprofit organization. So this fair is really brought about by the generosity of a lot of other, you know, organizations and partners. So it is a broad movement here. We're just part of helping try to organize it.
Sean and Gabby, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Sean Harris is executive director, and Gabby Obia is the office manager of the Recovery Institute of Southwest Michigan. Links with more information about the Kalamazoo Wellness and Recovery Fair Thursday in Bronson Park can be found at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.